service.
My anxiety's back in action for the first time in weeks. It's mostly moved to the background of my mind while the podcast has been taking off, but tonight is back in full force. I feel flush and sweaty, my nerves jangling, all the usual symptoms. Why does this keep happening even with my meds? It has something to do with my parents. Keeping this wall up with them is mentally exhausting. The fact is, I'm still 17. At some point, I'm going to need them on board to move up to the next level. The time to tell them what's going on is coming. Makes for a new kind of anxiety. A slow burn that just keeps growing and growing the longer I put it off. Making another attempt at meditation helps. It helps me see the conflict with my parents clearly, from a distance. And my confused feelings for Janelle. The worry that Marco's gonna make a move and kill the vibe that we have going on as a production crew. It all feels, for a moment, manageable. But of course I'm interrupted before I can even meet my personal best. A measly 5 minutes. I check my phone out of the corner of one eye and see that it's from Marco in our group chat with Janelle.
Alright, Ben. This one took some legwork on Janelle's and my part, but one of the artists we've been emailing with is in town. So we booked you an interview with Steven Moses at a recording studio in the city. Are you free this Thursday?
I can make it. Send me the address. Are you both coming?
Nope. You're flying solo this time. I've got a date and Marco studying for a test.
A date? Janelle has a date. What does that mean? Does she have a boyfriend? Is she not single? Oh, forget it. We'll worry about that another time. At least I don't have to worry about Marco making shit weird. Wait, Marco's studying? Since when has he started doing that? That makes me feel way behind on my schoolwork. And now I have to go into the city alone. That's just one more lie I have to tell my parents, which will only make coming clean harder.
Okay, I'll figure out a cover for my parents. Honest question, do you guys think I should tell them about Here Comes the Break?
Immediately, both of them show the floating dots of typing responses.
Yes! They should be so proud of you. You can't keep it from them forever.
I don't know, Janelle. You don't know Ben's parents. They're nice, but they could be strict. They have big plans for our boy that don't involve him becoming a podcaster.
That's all the more reason to have the conversation now rather than later.
I hear what Janelle's saying, but Marco's right too. She doesn't know my parents. I don't know how to navigate this, and my hands are feeling clammy again. I type out a response.
I'll tell them soon, but I'm gonna wait till after this interview. I don't want to give them a chance to say no to me going into the city alone.
Better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
True.
I toss my phone on the bed and take my before sleep meds. Try and calm my nerves one last time for the night. It doesn't work. The pit in my stomach only grows heavier. The only way out of this is through. I spend most of my downtime during the week preparing for the interview. Steven Moses blew up on SoundCloud. Hometown in Pennsylvania, like Marco said. A few hours from the city. He's definitely a different vibe than my other interviews so far. I'm not gonna lie. Conducting this interview without my team got me shook. I'm used to having Marco or Janelle around for backup. And because it's gonna be crossing the line with my parents if they find out, I'm going to have to find a way to break the news about the podcast to convince them to accept my new passion. But I just get so shook around them. I don't trust myself to be confident. I am not mask on around them. I can just see their faces now, just judging me.
Are you sure this isn't impacting your schoolwork?
Reuben, we just transferred you to this school so you can focus on academics and not a hobby. Do you want to live your life selling CDs out of the trunk of your car? There's only one Master P. You can be an engineer, an owner of a tech company, and this is what you're going to do with it.
Selling CDs out of my car? What is my dad talking about? CDs? They don't even make CDs anymore. This guy. Here I am, getting pissed off about an imaginary conversation with him. Okay, let me chill. Shit, almost missed my transfer. I squeezed through the closing doors and rushed across the station to catch the F train. Running through the human station with musty scents, past street performers, and newspaper stands. The rush of another interview comes back to me. My adrenaline is pumping. Light me up. I reach the F platform and see an express train freshly loaded with uptown passengers. They're all about to depart. I make one more mad dash for the doors and... I managed to board. Just a couple stops later and we get to mine. I'm still panting from my sprint through West 4th. But I make my way out of the station and up onto the street. The crisp fall wind hits my face and I feel energized and fresh. Blood pumping. Interview ahead of me. Alone in the city. Now's my time. After a few blocks walk, I arrive at the studio entrance, a heavy steel door flanked by glass walls with the name Electric Lady Studios. I hit the buzzer and in a minute, this big guy in a black t-shirt and black jeans answers.
May I help you?
I'm Ruben Robinson, mask on, from the Here Comes the Break podcast. I'm here for my interview with Stephen Moses.
Nice try, kid. You're the interviewer?
Yeah. He sizes me up and lets out another gruff laugh. I'm getting pretty sick of dealing with doormen. And after what happened at the LA The Ghost show last week, I am determined not to let this one give me a hard time when I'm definitely scheduled to be here.
I'll check the list. What did you say your name was again?
Ruben. It may be under Here Comes the Break. Or Mask On.
Mask On? What's that? Like your MC name?
Sorta.
No wonder you go by a handle. You're a little dude.
Can I get in now? I'm running late. I like to be early for my interviews.
You're something else. Yeah, follow me. I'll take you to the back.
The big guy leads me to a lounge area, covered in album art from all the artists who've recorded here. J Dilla and Madlib, Young Thug and Tyler the Creator. The big guy instructs me to sit and wait. Steven is laying down a track and wrapping up another meeting, apparently. So, I sit and I wait, reviewing my notes. But my eye keeps wandering to the walls. I'm struck dumb by the history of the place. I can't wait to tell Marco about all of this. He'll be so jealous. As if to prove my point, the door to the studio opens and holy shit, out steps Dave East. He played Method Man in the Wu-Tang series. I own his album Survival and listen to his Paranoia, a True Story mixtape all the time. I'm rooted to the lounge couch, starstruck. Just being in a room with someone like this feels like I've made it. Success. He pauses in the lounge and makes eye contact with me.
Hey kid. You an artist?
I'm still stuck to my spot, knowing this is gonna blow Marco's mind. I gotta play it cool. Don't blow it. At least spit out a normal sentence, Ruben. Come on. I'm a journalist. I'm here to interview Stephen.
Yo, you pretty young. How long you been at it?
Oh, just getting started, really. huge fan of your work, by the way.
That's love. Well, keep it up. I was grinding at it for years before I got signed. Maybe one day me and you will meet up, you know, for an interview or something.
With that, he passes out of the lounge and I collect myself. I think I pulled that off pretty well. It's only a passing interaction, but to have someone I admire so much see my potential, it's incredibly validating. I step up to the room he just left. It's the production suite. I see the board all laid out, knobs and dials and row after row. The engineer hunched down over them like he's piloting a spaceship.
Yo, are you Mask On?
Yeah, that's me.
Have a seat.
Here in the studio, the walls are full of shelves lined with tapes and demo tracks. There are musical instruments scattered to each corner around the couch that I plop down on as I take out my notes. The engineer keeps playing back bits of the track that he and Steven are working on, tweaking the reverb on the vocal here, tightening the beat there. It makes me self-conscious about recording this interview on my phone. Feels like amateur hour. But despite all the put-downs by the doorman, I feel at home. Like I finally arrived. Mask On is ready for the mask to come off. Stephen Moses turns around in the swivel chair, away from facing at the board. He sizes me up, sees my phone on the couch beside me, ready to record the interview. He smirks a little bit and gives me a look like, well? And then I dive in.
In an industry that's constantly trying to define artists, can you tell our listeners in your own words, who is Stephen Moses?
I'm just like the same as everyone else, just like kind of different a little bit, I guess. I don't really like to define myself like that.
How do you spread your music to your fans, your followers? I know SoundCloud played a huge role in building your fan base.
Yeah, it's really just word of mouth, you know? Obviously social media and shit like that played a big role in it. Like, it all kind of came when I dropped that Love Me video. And then it sort of spread on its own. I don't really have to necessarily really try to promote it like that.
When did you first know you had found success as an artist?
I mean, the way I look at music, the way I make music, like my recording and writing process and all that shit hasn't really changed. But I would say that shit started changing when that video came out, really.
So how do you connect with fans? Can you describe your fans to us?
They're all just lost, I think. In this shit, they hear this shit and it feels they're not lost anymore. Maybe they have a guide, or even if they don't, maybe even if they still feel lost, they could feel okay in that abyss that they might find themselves in, or they might feel comfortable with themselves. And I think I give people that feeling with my music.
And why do you think that truth of feeling lost resonates with your audience?
Because it always has since before Nirvana. I don't know. Everyone's just trying to figure out what the fuck they're doing. So it seems like this shit's therapy for a lot of these kids. That's what music was for me growing up. I mean, it still is.
Okay. What was that song in your life where you were like, I see myself and my life in this track or in this artist?
Have you ever heard the song There Is a Light That Never Goes Out?
Okay.
The Smiths? Because I felt like someone was saying like exactly what I was feeling. And like I said about how my music makes people feel okay with how they're feeling, I think it gave me that affirmation.
That's what's up. So these days you moved from Pennsylvania to LA with so much civil unrest going on. How are you feeling with all the protests and things?
Honestly, I see more unity in this country than I've probably seen in the past 20 years. It sucks that it has to happen like this and that some of this shit has to be going on to make that happen. I don't really want to comment like too much on it, but just a lot of unity, a lot of shit like that. I don't know, the only time I ever felt unity like that, honestly, was in Hawaii. There was this mountain called Mauna Kea that they're trying to build a massive telescope on. So people were all banded together, blocking off this road. And it was like 1,000 people from different parts of the world gathered up for this one cause. And they were all doing their different ceremonies and people hula dancing, all perfectly in sync. And that was the last time I ever felt anything like what I'm feeling right now.
In the end, what do you want your legacy to be?
I want my legacy to be, I want to show people there's a way out, whether you have to like make music or paint or not make art at all. I just want people to know there's like a way out.
Do you have any advice for kids on how to seek help and manage stress and anxiety?
Really, I guess it would depend on the person, but you know, in most cases, more people care than you think. And if you are looking for help, actually, it's usually there. Not always, I guess, but if you're looking for it long enough, you find it.
And for parents?
Parents need to chill the fuck out. They need to chill out and stop trying to make their kids wear fucking uniforms. Go to school. I didn't go to school.
What would good support from parents or other mentors look like to you?
Guides that aren't overbearing. Because like I said, when you're overbearing with it, it just pushes people in the other direction usually. It's hard to listen to somebody that's trying to tell you exactly what to do.
We'll be right back. And now, back to the show.
On the ride back out to Queens, I'm wrangling with the results of that interview. It was a challenge. Stephen Moses had me walking around the studio building, following him out of the production suite to the kitchen. It's a tougher interview than I'm gotten used to. I felt like I didn't get him to open up until he started talking about his fans and activism. But when he did, the stuff he said about parents resonated with me. By the time I get back to the house, I've missed family dinner. I told my parents I was hanging out at Marco's after school. They don't usually check up on stories like that. But as soon as I come through the door, I could tell something's off. They're waiting for me at the dining room table, looks of concern on their faces.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. What's up?
I pretend like nothing weird is going on, but the vibe in the room is cold.
Reuben, where were you tonight?
What do you mean?
Don't lie to us, young man. I called Marco's house to let y'all know Marco left his sunglasses here last week. I meant to remind you to take him with you. They said you weren't there.
Damn it. This is the worst case scenario. Instead of breaking things to them gently, I've been caught. Exactly what I've been hoping to avoid. My stomach drops like a brick in my gut. Marco's parents must have asked him if he was in on the alibi, but I'm sure he denied it. And I have to find a way to have this conversation without getting grounded, or it's gonna make producing the podcast twice as complicated. I drop my bag by my feet and decide to level with him.
Okay, I was out interviewing a new hip-hop artist, Stephen Moses. He's just blowing up, and I met him at a recording studio to ask him a few questions for this podcast I've started. It's called Here Comes the Break. It's a hit.
I see it on their stunned faces. Just like I imagined it earlier, they have no idea how to respond. This is not the explanation they were expecting. But then the courtroom vibe picks up.
When did you start doing this?
About a month back.
Marco took me with him to a show he got invited to for his follower count. That was our first interview, but when we posted it, got a lot of traction and we've been trying to feed the beast every week since.
Why didn't you tell us?
I was going to, eventually. It started out just as an idea between Marco and me, but it's growing so fast it got out of control. And I couldn't risk you shutting it down like you shut down my Vine account when that blew up.
If they look stunned by my reveal of the podcast, they seem even more confused by my raising the subject of my Vine account. It's suddenly so clear that this has been on my mind, but it hasn't crossed theirs in years. I feel a flush of embarrassment.
Your Vine account? Seriously? Reuben, you were too young. I scanned all the comments on that viral post. Do you even know what kind of threats and insults those trolls were throwing at you? Being an internet celebrity is not sustainable for children. It can make you crazy, and you have to be careful.
We are being careful.
It's just you and Marco doing this podcast?
Marco and me and my new friend Janelle.
So, when the three of you went out to a show the other week?
We were handing out merch and booking future guests for the show. They're still trying to wrap their heads around it. I don't know what they were worried about, what I might be into, but podcasting wasn't on the list. They're off balance. I feel like I've scored an opening to get them to realize this is a good thing.
But Marco was at his house today. When you went to this recording studio, were you alone?
Damn. This one might be tough. I'm caught in the one lie I knew they'd be pissed about, going into the city alone, especially with the heightened news about police brutality.
Mom, I'm almost 18. I don't need a damn chaperone.
So that's a yes.
Well, this isn't about a chaperone, Reuben. Come on now. We have talked about this. When you're going out to strange places, you should have friends with you. Your cell phones should be charged. Do you know what it's like having a black son in America? Hell no! My son will not be another hashtag. Not on my damn watch. I pray, God, I pray down to the heavens every time you leave this house. I don't sleep comfortably at night until you are home safe and sound. Reuben, I need for you to hear me. You should not be in the city alone. And if you are, you tell your parents your whereabouts. It's for your safety and my peace of mind. Damn it, Reuben.
Honey, it's okay. He's here. He's safe. Reuben is safe.
I can't live in constant fear, Ma. I want to put myself out there. And this podcast is my chance. I can't just keep my head down and go to Howard and put on a suit and tie somewhere. This is about my future. I know you two are trying to help me go down a good path, but you gotta give me fucking room to live my own life.
I don't think you're hearing your mother.
Shit, I'm heated.
I take a second to catch my breath. I'm the one who has all the baggage here. I just started spewing it at him when my mom asked me a simple question. I fell off balance, on edge. I need to get out of this conversation alive.
Okay, listen here. You do not talk back to your parents like that. Express yourself with some self-control. If you have other issues you want to talk about, that's one thing. But the matter at hand is you have been lying to us, sneaking around to God knows where, sometimes alone. You are so grounded.
Fuck. I'm not getting out of this conversation alive. I played right into this.
2 weeks. No going out after school or on weekends. We're not saying you can't do your podcast project, but we can't just roll over on this sneaking around. Do you understand?
Do you understand? This isn't just a little project. This could be a legit business for me.
Watch your mouth and tone, young man. Where I come from, we don't do that. Sorry. Your dad said you can record the damn podcast. Talk back to us again, and we'll pull the plug on it. It will be a wrap on all of it.
Please, no. Can I at least go out for production meetings with Marco and Janelle? I gotta be able to pull my weight.
Do them on your laptop.
Shit. I screwed up. I hate being a minor.
This conversation is over. You can go to your room.
Son, we'll discuss the parameters of this at another time.
I head upstairs, and I immediately get to work figuring out how to work around this grounding in my head. Janelle, I'll still see at school. We got a couple extra interviews back now with L.A. the Goat and St. Bodie, so we don't have to get another one for a high second. It gives us time to regroup. It might be time to invest in some legit podcasting mics. Set up my home studio for real. I'll get out from under this. Here comes my jailbreak.
And now an exclusive track from Stephen Moses.
Trying to find a way to cope with the pain. I think everything is better in the rain. I'm trying to cope, but I can't find a way to cope with the pain. I think everything is better in the rain. I still don't give a fuck yet. And realistically, I don't think I'm ever gonna. I blow down marijuana smoke. I never asked for this shit, I hope you know that. And I hope you know that every fucking thing you gave me, I kept. How about I'm outside at your steps? My heart hanging on my chest. I'm sorry for all the stress. And I'm sorry my life been a mess, but enough said. How come I gotta wake up, wanna be dead, let it just end? No, I'm just gonna keep on getting more paid. And lately I've been thinking about changing. Then I realized only one thing ain't changing. If I said I love you, I was just playing. Honestly, I think I'm crazy. And I don't know how to make conversation, but I hope that you know that I'm sorry. You can put my song on your playlist or something.
Dear one, I hope you find whatever the fuck it is that you're looking for. I know you never claimed to be an easy person, but I just wish you would've told me it could be this hard. See, loving you is like this perfect magic, never-ending alternate reality where we can just get high and act like nothing's really happening. And every day I miss you and I hate it when you're mad at me. If loving you's a war, I guess my heart is just a casualty. And what are hearts for if all they ever do is break? And I just wish that I could sleep. I fucking hate to be awake. And what's the ending to this story? And do I define my fate? And will I ever be on time? Or will I always just be late? I don't know. I just hope we both learn better ways to cope with the pain. Everything look better in the rain. Everything look better in the rain. I think everything look better in the rain.
Here Comes the Break is produced by Double Elvis in partnership with iHeartRadio. Executive produced by Def Jam Recordings. Executive produced by and starring Asante Black as Ruben. Produced by Daniela Perkins, who plays Janelle. Bobby Sias as Marco. Christopher V. Edwards as Dad. Remy Cornell is Mom, and Taylor Bettinson. Written by Taylor Bettinson and Nakia Hill. Artist interviews conducted by Nakia Hill. Directed by Christopher V. Edwards. Mixed and edited by Matt Tahaney. Sound recording by Colin Fleming. Music elements and production by Ryan Spraker. Additional production support by Jamie Demas. Executive produced by Jake Brennan and Brady Sadler for Double Elvis. Special thanks to Oren Rosenbaum, Shelby Shankman, Sarah Kowaney, and Jordan Gorelick at United Talent Agency, Beck Media and Marketing, Barack Muffet at Universal Music Group, Rich Isaacson, Lynn Gonzalez, Charlene Thomas, Marissa Pizarro, Gabriel Cesariero, Jessica Manorino, and Naya Fleming at Def Jam Recordings, and Connell Byrne, Carrie Lieberman, Will Pearson, Noel Brown, and the entire iHeartMedia team. To hear bonus content, meet the cast, and go behind the scenes of Here Comes the Break, follow with Double Elvis on Instagram or visit DoubleElvis.com. Special thanks to Dave East for the cameo in today's episode.